All right, so this is part two of the IBM ThinkPad review. All right, so let's lift up the lid. Yesterday, my dad put Vinux, which is a, if you don't know what Vinux is, it's basically a free distribution or like version of Linux. If you don't know what Linux is, it's another free operating system. It's a free operating system that's based off of Unix, which is what's in Mac is based off of Unix, which is an older operating system. All right, so let's dual booted Linux and Windows. So let's boot it up. It's gonna beep, and we're gonna let it go into Vinux, which is an accessible Linux distribution for the blind. We're gonna let it do its thing, which is based off of another distribution called Ubuntu, which is basically a really popular distribution based off of Debian, or Debian, however you wish to pronounce it. I'll pronounce it Debian. It's gonna boot up. Just a moment. It's gonna play a nice melody for us. Turn it up so you can hear it. Anytime now. Very nice. And here comes the screen reader. Okay, so let's do a bit of doing stuff on the icon view layer pane. To move to items, use either the arrow keys or type ahead searching. To get to the system menu, press the Alt plus F1 key. Okay. So let's check out the system menus. Alt. F1. Files push button. Firefox web browser push button. Thunderbird mail push button. Mendler push button. System settings push button. LibreOffice writer push button. LibreOffice calc push button. Ubuntu software center push button. Workspace switcher push button. 99 dB volume push button. Trash push button. 99 dB volume trash push button. Search your computer and online sources push button. Files push button. Firefox web browser push button. Let's do some browsing on Firefox. Return. Desktop frame. Icon view layer pane. Okay, wait for it to load.
Ubuntu start page. Mozilla Firefox frame.
Okay, let's go to YouTube.
YouTube.com. Return. Entry. Focus mode. Loading. Please wait. https://www.youtube.com.
He uses the eSpeak speech synthesizer.
Loading YouTube. Page has three land E. Tab. Search push button. Search entry backspace.
We're gonna look at some video by my favorite YouTuber, Bebcorp Harpery. He is a really He's a really good jaw harp player. Alright, let's check this out. He's my favorite YouTuber. So this is not his newest video, but I still like it.
Today is me fresh off work unboxing a fresh new harp. Inside here there should be a Glazarin Phantom, not the mini Phantom.
To create an application, you press Control Q.
Okay, so let's open the let's open the search.
Desktop frame. Icon view layered pane. Desktop frame. Overlay window buttons window. Desktop frame. Unity dash window. Dash
we're
panel.
In the, search your computer. We're in the Unity dash.
Entry. Type in text.
So let's go for writer.
Return. Desktop frame. Icon view layered pane. Untitled one. LibreOffice writer frame. Document frame.
So here we go.
Return. This is a demonstration of the Linux WTH and IBM ThinkPad laptop from 2006. Let this is a demonstration of the Linux WTH. Let this is a demonstration of the Linux with an IBM ThinkPad laptop from 2006.
Okay, we can close that. Nope, I do not want to save. To shut down the computer, you press and hold the power button for a second. And you'll end up in the session manager, so you press down arrow. Well, no, right arrow, sorry about that. There's lock, suspend, restart, or shut down. So let's, I wonder what suspend does. Oh, it's just... another way of, like... the
password. Password text.
So now I don't like password. Basically, hibernate is like... there we go. So now we press it again. One.
Session manager with lock push button. Restart, suspend, wrist, shut
down, and let's shut down. Yep, fan was just kicking in before this thing went down. And now we fire it back up. And so it's doing those side of things. It has a CPU fan that runs, whatever. Alright, now it's going to boot into Windows 8.1. Okay, that's familiar. We're booting into Windows 8.1. Here we go. Oh, crap. Let's see how much time we have.
Windows sign-in dialog. I'm your kissy loose kid. I'm your kissy loose kid. I'm update. The time is 6:38.
Oh. Oh.
July. Windows lock screen window.
So we got 2 minutes left to try this. Okay. Then enter my password.
Stop, stop. Welcome.
All right. It's going to log me in. And it's logging me in right now. So, once I'm logged in, we're going to do a quick Windows thing. Let's see if we're logged in. Yeah, I think so. Oh, here we go.
Start. Welcome.
I accidentally typed two numbers instead. Oh well, here we go. We're logging in now. I know that for sure. Oh, here we go. My NVDA screen reader also uses the eSpeak speech synthesizer. What a coincidence.
Desktop window.
Let's do some Windowsy things here. Like, do Notepad.
Dialogue.
Yeah, this computer from 2006